The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which means there's only one thing to look forward to on a Friday evening. That's right, it's Dundalk, and joining me on the line to look into the action is Irish Racing expert and Dundalk's biggest fan, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Yeah, you must live a sheltered life. I didn't see anything you look forward to on Friday.
Well, some might say that, yes.
I know I do.
So I was going to say pot and kettle there, Andy. Yeah. You love Dundalk.
I do, yeah. Although, it hasn't been very kind to me in the last month. I must admit, October's been very lean. I think I've hardly tipped a winner there recently, so hopefully it might change. And I'm just waiting for it to really kick into gear for me to get stuck into the nitty-gritty and see if I can start putting up a few winners.
Yeah, there is going to be a week where the form all starts to work out and we're going to have a good time of it, aren't we?
I think. Last week was a disaster, to be fair.
Okay, well, hopefully this week will be the week that it all falls into place, Andy.
Let's hope, yep.
Yeah. Anything that you particularly fancy tonight?
Yeah, second race is probably the main betting race for me tonight. Been waiting for a horse to run here at Dundalk for a couple of weeks, and it's been entered up as well and all over the place, and finally it runs tonight, so hopefully he can run up to the standard he did last time out.
Okay, well, we'll come on to that in just a few moments. Before we get there, let's do the first race, the 5:35. We start with an EBF maiden over 5 furlongs, and Monsieur Power had a good effort at the Curra last time. Is that form the standout here, do you think?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. He looked a nice horse that day. Big, strong, powerful son of Azamore, as a lot of Edward Lynham sprinters are. Hopefully he might follow in the footsteps of Soul Power and Slade Power. He'd be doing okay. Quite clearly a horse of Edmund Lyons, always already shown good form in maidens and listed company, is going to be favourite here. Unfortunately, he's drawn stall 10. That's slightly off-putting for me. I don't like backing short price favourites here at Dundalk when they're stuck out on the wing. He's going to be sort of doing a little bit too much perhaps in the early stages. I quite like a horse here called Have a Great Day. I thought this horse ran a blind on debut. Not a bad little race. Graham was on the soft side, but he showed good early speed to lead down the middle of the track that day, and he only faded late on. So I think this drop back to 5 could suit him, but he seemed to know his job. He's very professional. I think he'll come on for the run as well. Quite a Andrew Oliver's team. They're always a yard worth following throughout the season. And I think around about 5-1, he probably would be the each way bet. Kernoff should run well. He chased home a short price favourite of Aidan O'Brien's Masai here last time out. He looks as though he probably wants at least 6, if not 7. So dropping back to 5 might not be ideal for him, although he has the all-weather experience. The race should revolve around the 3. But at the likely prices, certainly, you know, I'm not trying to put anyone off the favour or dissuade them from backing him at short price. It's down to personal choice, of course. But I'd sooner go with Have a Great Day Each Way.
Okay, Have a Great Day Each Way in the opener. Then on to the second race, the 6:10, which is a handicap over 6 furlongs. And you say there's one in here, Andy, that you've been waiting for, so which one is it?
Yeah, it's English Deer. Paul Deegan's 3-year-old, caught by Shamardle. He's run several good races this season. And he's run at Down Royal, was a good one as well on the numbers. He beat High Net Worth and Wexford Opera. Both horses have run well since. And he stepped up on that to run a career best for me on the figures when chasing home a very good horse of Tommy Stack's called Nero Emperor, who I think's a group horse. And he quickened up really well with that horse, and they went well clear of a strong competitive field. A lot of horses in that race were in good form at the time, and I mark this horse down as a serious player when he goes back into a handicap off his mark of 90 at the moment. And he ships up here at Dundalk. His only run here at Dundalk was on debut, so he's entitled to need the run, but he was well touted that night. Remember, he went off 7-2, second favourite, so obviously been doing some good stuff at home. And he was one of the small disappointments from the Paul Deegan stable. When they do have one fancied first time out, they're never normally off the mark. But subsequent events have proven that they were spot on with their belief in this horse. So all things being equal tonight, he should run a big race. He's going to be around about 7-2, 4-1. Dangers, well, Yulong Beiju was a selection of mine last week and got absolutely a horrific run through. He finished 6th, last but 1 of 7 here in a 5-furlong race, but he literally finished on the bridle in the hands of Johnny Murta. He saw next to no daylight whatsoever. I've just got my feeling this horse is always going to be best at five. I think he does want a strong, she wants a strongly run five. And similarly to the trip being a little bit of a concern for Yulon Beijo, Rummaging probably wants further. He's a horse that takes a long, long time to get into top gear. He's a big unit, Rummaging. And he finished very strongly the day down in the Curra, flashing home after getting out of pace midway through that race. And I think he might do the same again tonight. So he's difficult to select at a very, round about the same price as English Deer. So hopefully English Deer, he's got a good cruising speed, he's got a nice turn of foot, he's in good nick. He might just have everything in his favour tonight.
Okay, on to the third race next then. This is at 6:40. It's a competitive handicap over a mile, wide open. In fact, we're likely to have something like 92.5 to on the field here, and plenty of Dundalk form on offer, Andy, as well. Probably the first five or six in the betting will have hauled one round Dundalk as well, so it's a tricky race.
It is, yeah. The one I don't really fancy at the prices is Red Laser. I'm not a mad fan of this horse. He tends to do everything all very quickly, or try and do it on one lung of air, and he's only ever come good once in the last year or so. He's just not a horse I can trust at a short price. When everything goes right for him, yes, he can win. But the percentage is always to take him on, particularly when he's chalked up around about the 4-1 mark, which I see he's on the morning tissues. There is a couple in this race at much bigger odds that I'm quite keen on. One of them's got a tragic draw, and if he was drawn lower, I'd certainly make him a very good bet in this race. And that's Have a Nice Day, Sabrina Harty's 3-year-old. Now, this horse has got all its best form here at Dundalk. His only career victory came here last year, over 7 furlongs, when he posted a good time. He's been in the wilderness a little bit so far this season, on the turf and on the all-weather. But both of those last two runs, there has been mitigating circumstances. If anyone's got 5 minutes to spare in their time this morning, you can play back the video on that run of his on the 4th of October, when he got no run whatsoever behind the eventual winner, Doc Holliday. Travelling really strongly in the hands of Conor Keane, in behind the pace. He met a wall of trouble around about the 3 furlong pole, and all the way down the lane he never got any daylight at all. So I actually tipped him and fancied him at the Curra next time out in a handicap on the turf, and once again he got shuffled back through the pack as he got sandwiched out around about the 2 furlong pole when the pace was increasing. And I, similarly to the run before, marked him up as a horse definitely to keep on the right side of. I think his form figures don't really tell you how well his well-being is at the moment. And if it wasn't for that draw, stall 13, I think he'd have a much better chance, and round about 8-10-1 mark he's going to be chalked up at this morning. And the other one is Cage Lightning. Now, this horse's last three runs don't yield too much on the turf, but he has been running in competitive handicaps where he's had little chance. But he's a very much an all-weather specialist. His last three runs here at Dundalk have been third, third and a first. His last win was when he beat League of Nations in a driving finish, when he battled on really well over this course and distance. So return to the all-weather surface, drawn in stall two with Chrissy Hayes on. I could easily see Cage Lightning bouncing back to form, and at 10-1, I think he's worth a bet as well. So I'd probably play Have a Nice Day and Cage Lightning against the field there.
Okay. On to the 7:10 and the feature race of the evening. This is the Irish Stallion Farms European Breeders Fund Cooley Filly Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile, and it's a race that was won by Lily's Angel last year. And Jo Lyons, good filly, is a better performer than listed performer, really, isn't she? She's run some good races in Group 1 company in the past and loves it round Dundalk, drawn in star 1. The only problem, I suppose, is that she got top weight. But what do you make of Lily's Angel, Andy?
Yeah, I love Lily's Angel. Yeah, she's been a huge money spinner for Joe in the last year or two, and very much his stable star. And I think she'll repeat last year's victory quite comfortably here. She just got nutted late on by a resurgent La Colina last time we saw her. That was in the Matron Stakes over in the Curra. That was a Group 1. But, you look at the horses that were in behind that day. Caponata, Chigun, Fee Solana, Just Pretending, Ken Hope. It's just littered with Group 1 horses. Wannabe Better was last but one, and that's won since. So she was bang up against it on that occasion. She's got a great draw here tonight, stall one, which affords her the luxury of going around the inside without wasting any energy. She's 2-for-2 at the track. She loves the all-weather. She also got a very good record as well, by the way, over in Dubai, where she's one of the few horses that have, if not bettered her form in the UK by improving in much warmer climes. But she's got a lovely, free, easy-going action. Once she's in top gear, she can generate huge speed figures. And she's just the best horse in this race by an absolute distance. And I'll be amazed if she's beat. So anything around about... I know it might seem churlish to take even money here, when you think there's some great value on offer with all the decent horses in the race, but I mean, in all intents and purposes, with luck in running, she should lap this lot.
Yeah, she's much better than Listed Company,
yeah,
isn't she?
Absolutely, so, yeah.
Good old Lily's Angel then in the 7.10. On to the 7.40. Which is race 5 on the card. This is Division 1 of this particular handicap. And again, competitive stuff. 14 of them in the lineup. Plenty of Dundalk form on offer. A few old favourites in there. And yeah, another tricky race, Andy. What do you like here?
Well, I went round this race yesterday and this morning in circles and couldn't really find anything I was desperate to get bet and to be with at the prices. There's a lot of disappointing and untrustworthy candidates in this race. Phil's Wish is likely to be favourite, but that horse has got stall 14 to contend with, so that's always a little bit off-putting. You've got several horses that have got a little bit of upside against their profiles, i.e. they're having their first running handicaps, and one of those ones I'm prepared to take a chance with, because I quite like the jockey book in here. Johnny Murta's been booked for the six-year-old mare My Entry, who's only had the three runs. Now, those three runs have actually shown that she's got a little bit more of an ability than perhaps her official handicap mark suggests. Last time I had at the Curragh, they gunned her from the front, and she actually generated such a strong pace in that race down in the Curragh that race won by Pastiches was the fastest furlong per furlong time on that card, which is extraordinary, really, considering horses like Pastiches and New Regalia and Diamond Days all went into that race with a string of rather patchy-looking profiles, you know, that had loads of chances between them. And Diamond Days has run several races out of that race subsequently quite well. She's very frustrating, but at the same time, she's upheld the form. So My Entry only just gave way inside the final furlong. She's still in front at the furlong pole, but then she absolutely collapsed because she'd gone that fast. Now, this is such a weak race that, you know, there's horses in this are not going to be able to keep up with her here. If Johnny Bass bursts her out and gets to the front and just holds on to a little bit and gives a little bit of a chance to get home, i.e. just saves her a bit and then kicks in the home straight, she could easily get away from this lot. And I think she's worth taking a chance with. She's clearly got loads of ability. If it can be harnessed in the right direction, and the main man's on board, Johnny Murta, to do so. So let's go with My Entry and hope she goes from gate to wire.
Okay. The sixth race on the card is the 8.10. This is Division 2 of this 1 mile handicap. And an interesting one in here could be Secret Locket, who disappointing on the turf, but ran well when on the poly track for the first time last time around Dundalk, and had the visor on for the first time as well. So I suppose there's a chance that it might have been the visor, and see if it works a second time round. But if she improves again for the surface, she could be difficult to beat here, couldn't she?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the only few in this race that brings decent, solid place form into the table. Quite a lot of these have just been struggling along all the way through the summer months, and they're hard to fancy, really. I've got a feeling something's going to come and bounce back to form here from nowhere and maybe upset the apple cart. But certainly Secret Locket is the one to beat on all known form. That was a much better effort, as you pointed out last time out, in the first time visor. Dermot often uses the visor when he's really struggling with the horse and he can't work out what's wrong. And it's just whether, you know, that classic case of a horse running well in it next time out. If she does, then off a mark of 57, according to her speed figure, she should go well here again. The one I'd be quite interested in at a much bigger price is a horse called Valley Queen, Tom McCourt's four-year-old filly. She's only ever won one race when she's trained in the UK, and she's failed in three attempts on the all-weather. But both of those two runs recently have been quite good. She was third to behind Cool Athlete 2 starts ago when she stayed on quite well from an unpromising position. And then ridden by Connor King again the other night, she was £7 at the handicap and a 0-93. This is a huge class drop here for Valley Queen. She actually stayed in quite well from the back of the field. She was last turning in, but finished in the end never near a 7th. But that speed figure I got for Queen of the Sand was a really, really good race, and it was one of the quickest times I've got so far on the all-weather campaign this autumn. So if she can run to that kind of figure again in this weaker grade, despite the form figures looking a little bit patchy, I think Valley Queen's going to be there or thereabouts if she can run that form.
Okay.
So Valley Queen each way.
Valley Queen each way then in the 8.10. On to the 8.40, the penultimate race this evening. This is a handicap of the extended mile and a quarter for horses rated 50 to 70. And Gunshoot comes into this in winning form after winning over course and distance back in September. Keen early on that occasion, still went on to win, but £8 higher here, Andy, and doesn't win too often. Has been knocking on the door, but doesn't win too often. Is Gunshoot likely to follow up here, do you think?
I think so, yeah. I really like this Gunshoot. I just think she's really, really solid. She's one of those ones that's going to be 7-2, 4-1 favourite, and you think, well, this looks a bet for nothing each way here. She stays the trip really well. She's game. She's genuine. She went through the line last time out really strongly when she beat New Regalia. I'm finding it hard to find a way to give New Regalia a chance to turn around the form, despite the difference in the weights. Because I thought the further this horse went, the better she was. She ran 35 and change down the lane as well. That's in, compared to Total Reality, who won a similar race to this on the 18th of October. That horse did 38 and change. So, you know, there's a good 15 length difference down the home lane that Gunshoot generated over one of her main market rivals tonight. So she can really operate in the lane, and that's where you need to be strong here at Dundalk in these mile and a quarter races. And she looks as though she's got everything going into this race, you know, from a positive stance. So I think Gunshoot, if you, like I say, you can get sort of round about the 4-1. I think she's a good each way bet in that 8.40.
Okay, Gunshoot then, a good each way bet to nothing in the 8.40. And on to the 9.10, the final race of the evening. We finish with a maiden over a mile and a quarter. And Deep Speed's probably going to be quite popular in the betting here. Run some good races in defeat. And this is a weaker maiden than he has been competing of late as well. So is this a good opportunity for him to finally break the maiden tag, Andy?
It certainly is a good opportunity. But whether you want to take 6-4 about Deep Speed here is certainly open to debate, because there's a horse that's could easily improve for this all-weather surface tonight. We'll get onto that in a second. But Deep Speed, yeah, certainly consistent form. Good run last time out behind a horse I quite like, called Tuna Brocky from the John Ox camp. Just found out in the latter stages on ground again that probably would have been a bit too soft for this horse. The last two runs have both been on a easier surface and ran terribly. Listolwen should have won really on the form, but ground was all against it. Best run was definitely that run behind Victory Song on a much quicker terrain when Cape Glory was back in third. I do rate that Cape Glory, but that's been sold now from Mickey Halford stable at the Tattersall's Newmarket sales in midweek, so going to be running elsewhere. But if Deep Speed can run up to that level, sure to going to justify its position in the market. But the interesting one for me here is Shandigan. Similarly to Deep Speed, I think this horse has just been crying out for the all-weather surface by Invincible Spirit. The quicker the surface for that size offspring, the better. And it's the first run here for Mickey Halford as well. Ran the other day in the Aga Khan colours for John Ox, and was a bit disappointing when 11-8 favourite. It went off favourite because of that run behind Trading Leather last year in that Garen Maiden, and obviously Trading Leather now, you know, 110 rated horse, and they thought, you know, this looks a good opportunity, but unfortunately didn't deliver the goods. But I put it down to the ground and faded later on. Obviously it was his first run for quite a while as well, almost a year off the track, so it was entitled to need the run, plus the ground was against it. I think we're going to get a good decent price here tonight. I know Mickey Halford's only had this horse a few weeks, but hopefully he sprinkled his magic dust over this horse. But I do think this horse is very much going to be better tonight on the ground. So at the prices, Shandigan makes more appeal than the favourite.
Okay, Shadigan then in the final race. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections for Dundalk one more time.
Yes, always the optimist. Despite last week's debacle, I'm going to go for quite a few decent bets tonight. Starting off with Have a Great Day Each Way in the first race. Manap of the Night is English Deer in the 6.10. Really do think that horse will go well tonight. The 6.40, a bit of a more tougher assignment than the first two races for me here. But I quite like a couple against the field. Cage Lightning, who very much is an all-weather specialist. And Have a Nice Day, who has been a bit unlucky on the last two starts. My next best on the card is Lily's Angel. I should really nap that, really, because that does look a penalty kick, but gone with the value with English Deer. In the 7.40, again, another difficult race. But my entry, if Johnny Murta can get this horse to the front, could make all the run in that handicap. The 8.10, again, another difficult race, but Valley Queen certainly appeals as one who could outrun her odds. In the 8.40, I really think Gunshoot should go well there. No reason to suggest why she shouldn't keep up the form with New Regalia. And the final race looks between Deep Speed and Shandigan. But at the prices, I'll go with Mickey Halford's charge.
OK, good stuff. Should be a good night this evening, Andy, at Dundalk. Good luck with those selections and enjoy the action.
Will do. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.